Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad. I serve as one of the pastors here at LifePoint. And Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our series on the Lord's Prayer as we looked at the phrase that Jesus says in verse 12, "Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors." There's an additional couple of verses in verses 14 and 15 where Jesus kind of goes further into depth on this idea of forgiveness. He says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And so I think it's interesting. It kind of begs the question, is this verse teaching? Are these verses teaching that in order to be forgiven by God, we have to forgive others? Because it seems like, especially in the West, in American Christianity, we have this idea that you can have a right relationship with God, and yet your relationship with others can be fractured, or you can harbor unforgiveness against individuals, but still ask for forgiveness from God. And so that's the question, is can you still receive forgiveness from God while also withholding forgiveness from others? I think it's a complex question that obviously comes with a lot of hurt and harm. I think Jesus saying that we need to forgive each other, it assumes that we have harm in the world, right? The only reason you need to forgive or be forgiven is because harm exists in the world, because we harm each other, because our relationships can be splintered and fractured, and there can be things that come between us. We need forgiveness. So because sin exists in the world, harm exists. And because harm exists, we have the need to forgive. So I'm not trying to downplay, dismiss, or be insensitive about any harm that any of us have been through at the hands of others. In fact, I think Jesus here saying that we need forgiveness, he's acknowledging harm. He's acknowledging that we tend to harm people, often the people closest to us. And there's been great evil that's been done against people in this world. And so we need forgiveness, and we also need to be willing to forgive. I think of all the ways that Jesus and the scriptures connect us to this idea where our relationship with God and our relationship with others are kind of tied together. I think that helps us understand this concept. Jesus said the first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he says the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus kind of says commandment 1A is love God, but commandment 1B is love other people, love your neighbor as yourself. And so they're connected. He doesn't try to separate them. He says these are in the same realm with each other. Similarly, John writes in his first epistle, in 1 John, he says, if you say that you love God who you don't see, how is it that you can hate your brother who you don't see? Who you do see. So he says, you can't say that you love God and yet hate your brother, hate other people. No, those two can't exist in the same way. They're linked together. Our love of God and our love of people are linked. And so I think that's helpful when we think about this concept and this question of, can I expect to be forgiven if I harbor unforgiveness? And I think Jesus, it's interesting how he words this in verse 12. He says, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. So I think there's an assumption here in verse 12 that, hey, we're coming to ask for forgiveness with the understanding that we have already forgiven our debtors. Jesus, in another place in the Sermon on the Mount, says, if you are worshiping and you remember that someone has something against you, if there's a rift in a relationship, leave your worship, leave your gift, leave the synagogue, in our case, leave the church. Go be reconciled with this person then come back and worship again. So again, there's this connection between our relationship with each other and our relationship with God. They're linked. And so I think what Jesus is telling us here is that we're assuming that if we're asking for forgiveness, we've done the work of forgiving others in our lives. I'll give you an illustration. Imagine if you're clutching your hands tightly out in front of you. And imagine you're holding on so tightly to whatever it is that's in your hand. And someone comes up to you and wants to give you a wonderful gift. Say they want to give you a very nice financial gift that would really help you from a financial stability standpoint. And they try to give it to you, but they can't put it in your hands because your hands are clutched so tightly, holding on to whatever it is that you're holding on to. In order to be willing to receive that gift, you have to be willing to let go. You have to be willing to open your hands. And I think that's where a lot of us are with forgiveness. We're clutching so hard to unforgiveness from the harm that people have done in our lives that we can't release it to receive God's forgiveness. I think what we see here in the Sermon on the Mount is that forgiven people forgive people. If you've been forgiven, if you realize what God has, the great lengths that God has gone to forgive us, the outworking of that is then forgiving other people. Does it happen overnight? You definitely don't feel it overnight. Maybe we make a decision and we say, okay, God, I'm choosing to forgive this person. But then you wake up the next morning, you're not going to feel like forgiving. So it is a process, I think. But I think the decision to forgive comes from a place of being forgiven. Forgiven people forgive people. And when we understand the gospel, we can't hold on to our unforgiveness anymore. I'm going to pray for us. And after I'm done praying, I want you to take some time and pray. And I might just encourage you to format your prayer like this. Lord, help me release the unforgiveness that I have towards, and then fill in the blank. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much that you have gone through great lengths to forgive us of our sin against God. And Lord, there is no comparison when it comes to the sin that we have committed against God, the great sins that we have committed. And Lord, would you help us, enable us through the forgiveness we've received from God to then be willing to release all the lesser wrongs that we have done to each other. We have done great harm to you. We have done great harm to each other. And we need to be people who both experience, embrace forgiveness, but also those kind of people who extend forgiveness to others. Why don't you take a minute and pray? Thanks again for joining us for the DriveCast. Hope you'll come back tomorrow for another episode. God bless.